This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Transparency questions from the media. So the document drama continues to unfold. Meanwhile, Californians get a break as the rain and some of the nasty weather has left that state. Unfortunately, it's showing up in other areas, heading through the Midwest and on to the East Coast. A strange phenomenon in the middle of all of this. Philadelphia and New York City folks have gotten no snow, zero snow, which is really crazy to think about when you look at what's happened in neighboring areas very, very close to both of those cities. My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show. We start off on a sad note. I mean, of course, we know there's always horrific things that will happen here and there, with whether it's crimes of passion or the outrageous crime against those four college students in Idaho. And every day a different piece is revealed about the alleged killer, who looks like, boy, they'll be able to nail him. But nothing with that trial, the pre-trial hearing, or any of that until June, because he waived his right to a speedy trial, basically, which is not really a surprise. But what we endure in the meantime is the fascination with every little piece of this scumbag's life. I don't know how else to say it. The possible connections and all the nonsense from when he was a teenager. It's probably unrelenting for the parents of the four, you know, Idaho kids that were murdered, just because they were obviously in the wrong space when he decided he was going to go after them. And the motives and all of that, I'm sure, will unfold, but we'll be hearing a lot about it from Channel A to Z. All right, more importantly about the documents. So check this out. The White House claimed Biden's Delaware house was used for official business, but now they say it's personal. So they got to get their story straight on what they're doing there. They had said that before, that he works while taking trips home. But now they turned around and said it was personal because of the classified documents found at the address. So if you go back to February of last year, during a White House briefing, the former press secretary, Jen Psaki, had said that Biden can get work done from anywhere. Well, that sounds like the rest of us, right? And said, I will note, while every president can work from anywhere, they are, because that's how presidencies are equipped. He's traveling to Delaware for the memorial service of a family member, and he will be. That's why he's traveling there this weekend. So Monday, the White House counsel's office said that Biden's home is, again, personal. I'm going to keep saying this because this is a lawyery thing. And they kept saying, like every president in decades of modern history, his personal residence is personal. All right, so what does that mean? Were there classified documents at LBJ's ranch? Were there documents at the Kennedy mansion? What does that mean if they keep throwing this personal thing at it? Biden has held legislative meetings at his house, where the Senate Majority Leader was there, Senator Joe Manchin was there. So, I mean, listen, it's a matter of what ultimately is in these documents and what is the, you know, the transparency that they're claiming, but what will we know about them? There's national security concerns, of course, if you talk about top secret documents. Look, we said that about Trump, so we're going to say this about the current president. It might have been when he was VP, but what was in the official papers? Why were they marked classified? Why were they marked that way in the material? Now, there's this whole thing about how many pages. So one of the things that's come up is while they were transferring the papers, the classified papers, to the Department of Justice, five additional pages with classification markings were discovered among the material with it for, now they say, a total of six pages. So, it's undeniable. What is the deal with classified documents? I've said this now several times. Look, of course we're going to have skepticism. Of course there's going to be questions. And then how do we actually take care of classified material? What is the protocol for that? I mean, what is the protocol for these documents? Why are they marked classified if so? I mean, obviously there has to be something in there that are not for prying eyes, or they wouldn't be marked that way, I would think, right? That makes sense. That makes sense to me anyway. So that saga is going to continue. It's just bizarre. And to hear the back and forth of the constantly saying personal, they should get off of that word, because you can't say in one breath he's constantly working from anywhere, just like other Americans are working from anywhere. Although I'm not carrying around anything that says top secret classified on it and leaving it somewhere. I left a computer once and I had the worst agita ever, and there was nothing secret on it. Although there was one time when I had a journal that was left on a plane. It did not have my name on it. So in all seriousness, it is just so ridiculous, and it's ridiculous to compare the former president, the current president. It's certainly there is something that is wrong when you have that much slippage. I don't care if it's 6 pages, 2 pages, 200 pages, 2,000 pages. It's just not good, and it's not good to constantly change the story. Stick with the story. What happened? If there's transparency, stick with what is the transparency. That's what we want to hear. Right? Yes, that's what we want to hear. All right, so the good news is in California, the so-called rain, it never rains in California. Forget that song from the 70s, because that is all washed up at this point. It's still soggy. There's still many rivers that haven't receded. There's still cars that are covered in trees and overturned. There's 500 mudslides. There are flooded communities. There are broken bridges. California is going to face some pretty costly storm recovery, and it's going to be long. Right? I mean, it is going to be long, because in looking at all of the video and all of the pictures, and I have friends up and down the coast, and from what everyone has told me and what they sent me, it was all kinds of records as far as the rain was concerned, and we know that. And the blast that hit them again and again and again and again was obviously too much. And it's now a question of the digging out process, right? And then it's also a question of other flood risks, because now groundwater is rising. Right? All these other things get uncovered because of what the rain has done. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Coming up on this show, don't forget, we have Nailed the Score at the tail end of the hour. Your chance to win some fabulous prizes. I'll pick the game of the week in the playoff games. You call up or send me an email. Once that happens, and then you nail the score, hopefully someone nails the score. Meet you in a few.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all the emails. You too can send me your thoughts anytime, 24/7. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. All right, I got this one from Michael who says, oh, Pinocchio has a rival, and his name is George Santos. Kate, I just laugh out loud every single day when I read another crazy lie, story, exaggeration from this new congressman. Boy, the people in New York must be embarrassed by everything that's happened since Santos has been elected. He really duped them, and it's a good lesson for anybody else involved in the political process. It's called vetting, 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 as you said the other day. Love the show. All right, Michael, thanks for that. And yes, what's the scoop on the vetting process? You know, it's funny, I was kind of thinking about this. And all, I work for CBS and NBC, started my own company. If I go back and just look at, just like all of you, if I look at the things I've done in my career, which, by the way, I had, you know, I was a waitress, I did all kinds of jobs, I had all kinds of side hustles and everything, and even with a side hustle job, it was like I was grilled for everything, like looking at the dates, give me three references, calling references, then the references calling me to tell me that they were asked whatever, and this is, you know, they were happy to recommend me or whatever it is. Well, who were the idiots that recommended Santos? Because he clearly there was no vetting of any sort that happened here. And it's not Kevin McCarthy's job to do that. It's not the Speaker of the House to do that. It's the people in New York and the district that he's representing in Long Island. And, you know, they're not happy. They're not happy, and they want him gone. Oh, he cannot come into this office. And, well, you screwed up. You screwed up because how could you not have vetted him? The simplest things. You could have found out right away he didn't work for three of the places he mentioned, plus where he went to school. So, Michael, it's easy to pound on this and jump on this bandwagon because it's the worst. So there are now calls for his resignation, right? But he does have, and he's a first-term congressman, right? He does have seats on the Small Business and the Science, Space, and Technology committees. And the when you get a committee assignment, you make more money. So you want committees anyway because you want people to see what you can do. So neither of those committees, though, that he's on are the places that are to be seen. Like, oh, I have to be seen on this committee. Hardly, right? He was really, before all this broke, he was looking to be on the House Financial Services or Foreign Affairs committees, and he requested those. But, of course, that just slipped away when everything started to come out about the things that he's said. So Kevin McCarthy is not going to push Santos to resign, even if Nassau County Republican Party members want that to happen. It's on them, right? They have to make something happen. You can't. There have to be something there. We've said this so many times. Follow the money. There has to be something there for that to happen. But every single day, there isn't. Michael's right. There is a new story about some cockamamie thing he said, an offhanded comment, something he proposed that wasn't completely true. I mean, he more than bent the truth, let's put it that way. This one is from Hal. He says, Kate, wow, you know, listening to the weather, and I think you've said it before, it's almost like you need a degree in meteorology anymore to be able to talk about what's happening in the weather. The floods that we've had, these historic floods all around the country, not just in California, the hurricane where you are in Florida, that happened. It is just like whiplash. I don't understand how people have, as you said, an eye out for this thing called weather porn. To me, ugh, I don't want to hear any more about horrific weather, other than from you, of course, so we know what to expect. But I don't want to do a 24/7 weather channel thing because I find it's just awful to see people in, who are in desperate straits and sinkholes or hanging practically off trees or cars that are overturned in front of their houses that have been ripped to shreds. Wow. It's just not a movie that I want played again and again and again. You know what? That's why a lot of people don't listen to the first, like when they're watching TV, the traditional television news, or they're streaming it, they don't want to watch the first parts of it because they're tired of seeing that, tired of seeing it. But the weather is the common denominator, Hal, so that's the thing, right? I think I've said this on the air. I you know, you're busy, you're running around, and it seemed to me that a lot of the places I live, you knew what the weather was going to be, right? You pretty much knew. So I wasn't paying a lot of attention, and I was friends with a lot of weather people in all the stations and places I work, but I wasn't paying, like, crazy attention, unless it was some wicked kind of weather, to what the weather is. Now, you do have to at least pay a little attention, because who knows? The weather can change within 10 minutes, it seems. Or you have tornado possibilities, or you have hurricanes, or whatever it is. So you do have to at least be aware. And it is the common denominator of what we all talk about. Oh, it's so hot. Oh, the floods are... I mean, yeah. And this is the one thing I would take away from all of this for anyone listening. I've said this now recently a lot because I wasn't always worried about that kind of stuff. I never had a go bag. I didn't have documents all put in one place neatly. Are you kidding? I'd be running around probably, who knows, papers would be all over the place. I'd be trying to find my safe place. That was then my other safe place. You know how you do that? You're trying to clean things up. You're like, oh, here's a safe place. I'm going to remember this. And then you forget where the place is because you moved something two or three times. So I can't lecture anyone in go bags, but I now have them. I now am prepared. I can immediately on a dime leave and feel confident. Okay, we got everything we need. You know, it's to the best of my knowledge. And if any, I have to reach out to someone. I have numbers. I have all of that. And you could say, well, you could look it up on your phone. But when you're out of power, when you're hysterical, when you're stuck in long lines trying to go somewhere on a road, it's not so easy to do that, right? You gotta have your documents that aren't classified with you in your safe place. So then when you do get out of the car, you're not just leaving all your paperwork there behind you. Just saying. All right, this one is from Susan, and Susan says, Kate, what in the heck's going on in the tech world? So many jobs have been lopped off. Is that because of what's happened post-pandemic and unrealistic expectations, or what is it? I have a daughter who's in tech, and luckily she works for Meta, but she survived the first round of the massive layoffs that they even had. Yeah, if she survived the big Meta dump, she's might be okay. I don't know what she does. You didn't say specifically what she does. To your point, I mean, look, it's like crypto collapsing, right? Coinbase, they're cutting almost 1,000 tech jobs, layoffs. I mean, and that's what we keep hearing. Whether it was Salesforce, Meta, Twitter, we know what's happened with Twitter. Some of it is all the things, I think it's all the things you said. It's the pandemic happened, and then more people were needed in certain places, so they pumped up the amount of people that were hired, and then those levels crashed, and when that happened, they were losing money. So people are expendable. That's exactly what happens. It'd be kind of awful, right? Especially if you're young into a career where you're excited, whatever you're working for, and you're not doing the quiet quitting thing. You're excited to work for whoever you're working for, and then you get the word that they're letting people go. And like I said, there's been a lot. Facebook or Meta cut 11,000 jobs. That was 13% of their staff. Amazon is going to eliminate 18,000 jobs. They already had massive layoffs in November. I mentioned Salesforce. They're cutting 10% of their workforce. They said they'd hired too many people as the revenue surged during the pandemic. See, so Mark Benioff, he's the CEO. That's what he said. The environment is challenging and our customers are taking a more measured, I like how he said this, he's right, a more measured approach to their purchasing decisions. So where they were probably dumping more money into it, now they're being more conservative and pulling back, and that's what's happening, I think, in a lot of cases for a lot of these companies. All right, remember, you can always email me, like I said at the top of this, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News update. The husband of missing Massachusetts mom Anna Walsh now facing murder charges in her disappearance. Norfolk District Attorney Michael Morrissey.
The continued investigation has now allowed police to obtain an arrest warrant charging Brian Walsh with the murder of his wife. Mr. Walsh will be transported to the Quincy District Court for arraignment on the charge of murder.
Walsh was initially arrested for lesser charges after police searched their home where they allegedly found a bloody knife and cleaning supplies. The White House pressing House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to reveal terms of the deal with conservative lawmakers that secured him the speaker's gavel. Republicans have yet to come clean about the secret agreements McCarthy made with extreme MAGA House members. Wall Street closing lower on recession fears. A drop in Goldman Sachs shares weighed on markets after the bank reported its worst earnings miss in a decade. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 392. The S&P 500 lost 8. The NASDAQ gained 16. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Knows how much I love Guinness. I talk about him constantly. My golden retriever, he is, I call him the king of the neighborhood in St. Petersburg, Florida. So I'm taking you to another place in Florida, in Orlando, the annual veterinarian meeting and expo, VMX. It's really a cool thing. They're celebrating 40 years of animal healthcare innovation in Orlando, and boy, there's a lot of exciting things to talk about. I'm so pleased to welcome to the show Gene O'Neill, Chief Executive Officer of the North American Veterinarian Community, and Dr. Dana Varble, Chief Veterinarian Officer for the same group, which, by the way, is a tremendous nonprofit. So thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having us. Yeah. Glad to be here.
So let's talk about, first of all, I mean, this is radio, but I'm going to describe you have two beautiful dogs with you as you are right there on a really cool set in the middle of all the happenings at the expo. So, Dana, tell us about the beautiful beast you have with you.
This is Athena. Athena is one of our office dogs. She is a 9-year-old Labrador.
Nice. And who else?
We have my grand puppy, Rusty, here. He's a golden doodle, just a little over a year old.
Ooh, golden doodles are so popular right now.
Yeah, they are.
Just amazing. So let's jump right into it. Let's talk about, for both of you, I guess this is a great question because you both see it, but What are some of these advances that are happening in medicine that we're seeing dog life expectancy doubling in the past four decades? That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the exciting thing is a dog like Athena now will live almost twice as long as she did 40 years ago. And you can imagine back then we had limited medication for older dogs. And in a lot of ways, limited medication for use in the veterinary field. Most of our medications were human medications that we were trying to make work for dogs and cats and horses. But nowadays we have medications that were specifically designed for dogs and cats and how they uniquely process those medications. Add that to advancements in surgery and nutrition, and we're seeing dogs live, again, not only twice as long, but twice as well, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm seeing that with definitely in my neighborhood, which I mentioned, I think, at the top, very dog-centric the show is, people in my neighborhood are, and even beyond our neighborhood, we're seeing that certainly the popularity is unbelievable. And, Jean, I guess, you know, as you walk around the expo, I mean, you're on this amazing set, but you walk around the expo, how exciting is it for you to see what you're seeing now, probably compared to when you first started?
You know, it really has been a tremendous leap in everything from the number of people that have attended this, the excitement that you see on the floor, the number of exhibitors that are out here with their new products, new techniques, new procedures, all the innovations. You know, it really is remarkable when you see the magnitude of this and how everybody is getting involved. The interest level here has just been off the charts this week.
Yeah. Dana, from your perspective, going into this field, and I mentioned you were the chief veterinarian officer for North American Veteran Community for this great group. How did you get into this? And are there more young people getting into it, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm going to admit, I was one of those kids who decided when they were like five that they wanted to be a veterinarian, and that's not uncommon. But like Jean said, the interest in our field is always growing. We're hearing from veterinary schools, the applications are higher than ever, and we were able to host about 20 middle school age kids this week for an event here to give them some exposure to the field. And I know Jean was really excited about it as well.
Yeah, and we talked about this right at the top when I asked about advances, and you look around and you see the advances that have been made in the past 40 years. Jean, when you see that, and of course Dana mentioned it, but when you look at the expectations for how long a dog can live, what if we really take care of our dogs, what can we expect?
Yeah, so Rusty here, like I said, he's just over a year old. Now today his life expectancy is around 12 years old, but you know, 40 years ago that would have been much shorter. But as Dr. Barbo had said, some of the advancements in things like early cancer detection and non-invasive surgeries have really allowed the pets to extend their lives and live, you know, happier, healthier lives for the pet parent.
Yeah, which is great news. Dr. Varble, when you look around at the sessions that are happening, what are some of your favorite sessions going on right there in Orlando?
Yeah, you know, we're really excited because we have over 1,300 hours of continuing education being brought to your veterinarian by leading experts in the veterinary field. And they are talking about some really cool things this year. One thing that stands out is there's a new heat diffusion imaging technology that can help veterinarians in the clinic look at those lumps and bumps that older dogs get and determine if there's a risk of cancer and if we need to do additional testing. We're also seeing aging in dogs being treated almost like a disease. And in that sense, a disease that can maybe be prevented and even treated. We're also seeing really cool microsurgery techniques, literally instruments that were designed for tiny, tiny surgeries in humans. But we're adapting them so that we can remove breast cancer from hedgehogs and spay hamsters.
Wow, I love
it.
So exciting. So the other thing is I want to know more about North American Veterinarian, the community. I want to know more about that, Jean. Tell me about it.
Sure. So it is the world's largest provider of educational materials for anyone in the veterinary professional field. The largest product in our portfolio is obviously this event that we're having here, and it's an annual event here in Orlando. But we do provide other learning opportunities for anyone in the field. Online learnings, we have certifications, we have a job board, our media division with six publications. You know, it really is the biggest in the industry, and we really cater to a lot of the needs of any of the various levels of professionals that occupy the field, from the doctors to the nurses and technicians, right up through the front desk of the hospitals and clinics.
Love it. Where can we go for more information?
Sure. You can have your listeners visit us at nadc.com to find out everything we do here at North American Veterinary Community.
Love it. Enjoy the rest of your time there. You both are terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, coming up, we have nailed the score in our next segment. I'm not going to reveal what the game is right now. Could it be Jacksonville and KC? That's our first game on Saturday afternoon. Or the evening game, the Giants and the Eagles. On Sunday, the Bengals and the Bills will tangle. And then the Cowboys and the 49ers. That's all the teams that are left trying to move on to the conference championship and then ultimately the Super Bowl. So, wow, hard to believe. Here we are down to the nitty-gritty. So keep this number handy. The number to call in to play our little game, Nail the Score, is 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Or you can simply email me during the segment once I release the game, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. All right, this is called Leftovers, things that we've been talking about, giving you updates on a couple of things, including what is the latest on that Nepal plane crash. Boy, that was sad to see because there were so many video images from inside the plane showed some passengers' final moments. And then there's always the personal stories about who was on the plane and, you know, how many people were killed, 69 were killed, and the video, it is harrowing. It looks like it was filmed, you know, it looks like it's filmed for a movie. All of a sudden it just goes right into this gorge, boom, over the weekend. And the passengers who were excited about where they were headed, all of a sudden it turns into the worst nightmare that you can imagine. A 27-minute flight. That's how long this flight was. That's where they were going. It was a tourist flight, the tourist town, crashing into a gorge. And it was trying to land at a newly opened airport. So, wow, just awful. Yeti Airlines. A lot of times when people travel to get to point A to point B, you have to take, like, some of those airlines. But there weren't any Americans on this. There were definitely other people from other countries on it. But this time I checked and went back and looked a couple of times, and no, there were no Americans on the flight. And then Jeremy Renner, I've talked about him. I really enjoy his work. I'm, in fact, a fan of Mayor of Kingstown. That's in season two right now. But we know the story of the nearly fatal snowplow accident that happened to him. He was released from the hospital, but apparently he's got a long recovery ahead. They had to rebuild his chest, basically, with surgery. So it's crazy, Reno and Tahoe, and how much snow they got, and that was part of what happened to him when he was accidentally run over by his snowplow and was in critical condition. This was just back on January 1st. He was digging out a stuck car on the property of his vacation place after this big snowstorm, and he was celebrating the holidays with his family, and he's, boy, lucky to be alive. I looked at what they weigh. Almost 15,000 pounds. That's what he was run over by. I mean, just absolutely crushed. Wow. Well, we wish him the best in recovery, that's for sure. Nail the Score coming up.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Well, let me start off saying nobody nailed the score last week. Cowboys and the Buccaneers, oh my gosh, not even close. I thought this was going to be a close game. But good for the Cowboys. Dak Prescott looked fabulous, except from the very beginning of the game, and the Cowboys really beat up the Buccaneers 31-14. Over Tampa and St. Petersburg, they were screaming, "Raise the flags!" That was their little thing about raising the Buccaneers' flags. Put the flags down! Throw the flags away! Because it was a terrible, terrible performance by the Buccaneers, and it was all about the Dallas Cowboys, except for one Dallas Cowboy. That would be the kicker. The kicker was so mocked all over Twitter, all over any social media site, and in sports talk shows all over the country. People were talking about all the misses he had. So in case you don't know, Brett Maher is the kicker for the Cowboys, and he had some chip shots to make, and of course that's the extra points. You always want to get those points because they can bite you in close games. You want to make those field goals and especially those extra points, too. Here's what it sounded like when he missed his third.
Great job. Great drive, Dallas. And now Maher misses again. And this is an 18-0 game with three missed extra points by Brett Maher to tie as many as he missed all regular season. Let's see the hold here. Nothing wrong with it. And after missing the first two right, this one is yanked left.
In the end, he became the first kicker to miss four extra points in an NFL game, so he was just blasted all over the place. Mike McCarthy, the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, keeps getting asked about was he going to get cut, especially right after this, and he said, we're going to forge ahead because, you know, look, he missed just three extra points all regular season. He connected on 29 of 32 field goal attempts, so they're certainly going to be hoping that he's going to have his normal form on Sunday night, because guess what? They're taking on the 49ers. It's down to the, you know, it's down to the handful of teams left that are trying to get into the Super Bowl. So I mentioned it heading into Nail the Score. Jags and the Chiefs, Giants and the Eagles, Bengals and the Bills, Cowboys and the 49ers. Oh, it's so tough for me to choose this. So I thought it would be fun to give you a chance at two different games. In other words, I really want someone to nail the score. And maybe, you know, if you have an extra chance, that might help a little bit. I mean, who knows? So the two games that we are going to nail, the Giants and the Eagles, right? The Eagles are favored by 7.5 points. It's at the Link in Philadelphia. And then the other one is going to be the Bengals and the Bills. If you just want to pick one game, you can, but otherwise, you get the two, and who knows, maybe, and all you have to do is hit one, so that's it. You just have to be able to hit the one. And it is a matter of quickly emailing me or calling the show at 855-266-5283. And we're going to go to our man, Pete. Oh, Pete in the bunker. Pete, what in the world with the Dallas Cowboys? My goodness, just absolutely crazy what happened there.
Hey, that guy did pretty good for being blindfolded, didn't he?
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, he wishes he could say that. I felt so bad for him. He looked so humiliated. Oh, it was awful.
Please don't fire me. Please?
Yeah, please, please. And then he's got to, I mean, listen, he's got had to get back on the plane with all these fired up players, but luckily the Cowboys won easily, so that didn't become a factor, but God, it had to be tough to go back on that flight. Wow. But, you know, now, yeah, freaky. Now there's another week. So we have the Giants and the Eagles, the Bengals and the Bills. What do you think?
I am going with Philadelphia. As bad as I hate to. And what's the over and under on that?
The Philly game is, I said they're a 7.5 point favorite, and the total, the points, 48.
48? Okay. 28-19.
28-19. All right, and then we have the Bengals and the Bills.
Okay, the Bills are going to win that because they're all fired up about their dude. And what's over and under on that one?
The over and under that, the Bills are favored by 5, and 48 is also the over under there.
By 5? Okay, 35-30.
Ooh, I like it. 35-30. Awesome, Pete. Good luck, and thanks as always for playing.
Thank you very much.
Pete has such a good sense of humor. The kicker, Brett Maher. He wishes he was blindfolded. All right, equally, Sharon in Maine. I love it. They're the two bookends that always call us up for this fabulous, fun time that we have here with Nailing the Score. So let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hello.
It's going to be a big weekend of football. Are you going to be able to watch?
I think so. Is there afternoon? No, two night games, right?
There's afternoon and night games.
Okay, who's playing first? Is the Eagles and the Giants?
Yeah, the Eagles and the Giants first.
Okay. All depends on what time I get out of work.
The Eagles and the Giants are the night game, so they're playing at 8:15 Eastern.
Okay.
On Saturday.
Okay, and the Bills are playing when?
And the Bills are playing 2 or 3 o'clock kick Eastern time on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Let's see. This is a hard one.
It is hard.
Golly. I think I'm going to go with it. I like the Giants because they fought back. I'm going to go Giants 24.
Mm-hmm.
And Eagles 31.
Wait, 31? So you're saying Giants 31-24, they win?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, got it. So Giants. All right, Bengals and the Bills.
Definitely the Bills.
Yeah, I think so, too. What do you think the score is going to be?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go
31-24. That's good because, you know, that might win. I love it. Sharon, good luck and enjoy the games that you get a chance to see.
I hope. I said 31-24, right?
Yeah, 31-24. You got it. Yep, it should be good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, so there we go. And I know I have a couple of emails. I'm looking at one from Phil and one from Jay. Let's go right now to Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro. Jeremy, what do you think?
For which game?
For the Giants and the Eagles.
It's going to be upset. The Giants are going to win.
Okay.
I want to say 28-24.
28-24. And then what about the Bengals and the Bills?
And the Bills will probably win that one for sure. And let's do 35.
Uh-huh.
35-24.
35-24. Awesome. Thanks, Jeremy. All right. If you sent me a guess, don't worry. I'll get it in. I'm going to say the Eagles are going to win, and I'm going to say it's going to be 38-35. And then I look at the Bills to easily win their game. I think that score is going to be 42-34. We'll see. Good luck to everybody who nailed the score, tried to nail the score. Maybe one of you will be a winner. Thanks to the rest of you for listening to this hour of the show.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.